This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Several Christmases ago, Ann and I were driving in the car around Christmas and turned on the radio and Bing Crosby was on singing White Christmas. And I looked over at Ann and I said, "Do you realize that I have the same singing range exactly as Bing Crosby?" And I said, "Let me show you." And so I was looking at her and she was looking at me and I'm singing exactly in that range because we do have the same singing range. And I was just sang right along with him every note. And as I was looking at her, I could see in the rearview mirror the blue lights behind me. And the policeman pulled me over and I said, "What in the world did I do?" And he said, "Well, you just ran the red light." And Annie spoke up to the policeman. She said, "I watch what he does and I would have noticed if he had run the red light." And he said, he leaned in and said, "Ma'am, you were looking at him and he was looking at you when you went through the red light." And Annie said, "And did you know he can sing like Bing Crosby?" I still got a ticket. It didn't help. Dennis Pruitt is in the railroad business. In fact, the last time I talked to Dennis, he was the president of a small railroad in Texas. And he is a great writer. He would write me every week when we ministered in Texas, and he would write just notes of encouragement on 3x5 cards that he would send not only to me, but to other people. Scripture, quotes from books, thoughts of his own. And one of the pieces that he wrote that indicated to me that he was a good writer was when he writes this about his college days. "I worked through college for the National Forest Service out west. One day a man named Placido Caralta radioed the ranger station. He had a big problem. You see, there was a bear in the trail, right in the middle of the trail where he was. She had a cub, and she was blocking his progress. His horse was scared too, and Placido was also. Every lookout and trail crew in within 100 miles heard Placido tell his tale of woe to the ranger over their radios. The ranger said, 'Placido, just sit down, eat your lunch, and the bear will go away. Just sit down, eat your lunch, and the bear will go away.' The radio was silent for a minute. Then Placido answered in a high-pitched voice, 'But I don't feel like eating. But I don't feel like eating.' Placido's problem was not a lack of appetite. Placido's problem was fear. And today we're going to talk about fear in your life and in my life, and I'm going to share with you at the beginning 5 things that you may want to write down in your notes. They won't come up on the screen. 5 areas of life where you identify these areas, problem areas in your life as a problem, but the underlying problem is oftentimes fear. You see, so many of the things that we identify as a problem in somebody else's life or even in our own lives really has to do with fear. Let me quickly give you 5. Number 1, anger. Sometimes we'll identify anger, a struggle with anger, and say, "Well, I'll tell you what her problem is. She has an anger problem." No, what she probably has is a fear problem. A lot of people who are vocal in their anger and expressive in their anger really have a fear. And you say, "Well, what would their fear be?" The fear of losing control. And people who particularly are into controlling situations and controlling how circumstances go, if circumstances seem out of their control, guess what happens? They get angry. Anger oftentimes really is simply a symptom of fear.
Well, all this week, a message about the fear factor from Luke 12, and where we look at what Jesus said about what causes fear in your life and in my life. I hope it speaks to you all this week. Be sure to look at our website, crosshope.org. Be sure to look at visual stories, I think a popular facet of our website, on crosshope.org. God bless.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.